This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the listening room. This is, my name's Ken Young, and I've got some great music to play for you today. Starting off with perhaps New Zealand's most well-known classical piece. It's the Aotearoa Overture, written in 1940 by then 24-year-old Douglas Lilburn. Here's a recording that I was fortunate enough to conduct back in 1995 with the NZSO of that very wonderful overture. Thank you. It's a wonderful piece, written in 1940, when Douglas was 24 years old. And, well, he was in his 25th year. It was written in England, and first performed there, in fact, and it wasn't performed here until about 1947. It's the Aotearoa Overture, and I can tell you, I can only speak for myself, but every time I'm overseas and I hear a piece of Douglas's, especially that one, it just makes you homesick. Great piece, and I'm very pleased with that performance by the NZSO, conducted by yours truly, from a continuum release back in 1995 of two albums of New Zealand music. Moving on now to some Schubert. And a Schubert piano piece, actually the third movement of a fantasy in C, which he wrote in 1818 when he was about 21 years old. Well, he was 21 years old. And I'd like to play the third movement of that fantasy in C. And here it is, played for us by Michael Endres. Thank you. Beautiful and beautiful playing. Goodness me. That was Michael Endres, Christchurch-based German pianist, and that was the third movement, third and final movement from the Fantasy in C, D605A, by Franz Schubert. That's on an OEHMS release, O-E-H-M-S, OEHMS. Michael's done most, in fact, all of his recording with OEHMS over the years. They no longer exist. These recordings go back a few years now, but he recorded most of the works for solo piano by Schubert, of which there are many. Okay, moving on now to the 16th century Italian Gesualdo, whom we've talked about before. He's the one that murdered his wife after he found her in bed with a lover. But we won't go into that story again. He's born around about 1560 and lived till 1613. But apart from being a murderous prince, he wrote beautiful music and stunningly original music for his time. And I'd like to play one of the responsories from the third nocturne. It's Eram Quasi Agnus Innocens. And it's sung here for us by the King Singers. When I push the right button, of course, that would be very good idea. It's always good to press the right button. So here's some Gesualdo for you, sung by the King's Singers. That was the King Singers performing one of the responsories from the third nocturne by Gesualdo, the Eram Quasi Agnus Innocens. Wonderful recording of the Tenebrae responsories from Maundy Thursday by the King Singers, made quite a few years ago now. It's quite special stuff. Beautifully sung. And that was Gesualdo, wonderful 16th century choral composer. Moving on now to some Mozart, who wrote in the 1780s, first one was written about 1783, four horn concertos. And the numbering of these is suspect, to say the least. So I'm going to play a movement from the fourth concerto, but it may not be the fourth one he wrote. It may be the second or third. We don't know. It was written about 1786 anyway. And written, all four of these concertos were written for his Mozart's good friend Ignaz Leutgeb, who in 1786, when we think this one was written, would have been about 53 years old, which is getting on there for a horn player. But he was obviously very, very talented. I'm going to play the first movement from the one numbered number four in E-flat, K495. And it's here played for us in this incredible recording from 1953 by the great horn player, for me anyway, Dennis Brain, with the Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Thank you. I just love Dennis Brain playing the horn. It's wonderful. He was killed in a car accident at a very early age in 1957, just 4 years after that recording was made. And that was one of the great tragedies for English classical music at the time. That was the first movement of the fourth of the Mozart horn concertos, written around 1786. And with Dennis Brain there on the horn were the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Now for a little song by Vaughan Williams, and it's performed for us by a dear old friend of mine and colleague, Jenny Wallerman, wonderful New Zealand soprano, and Michael Houston on the piano. And this is a song by Vaughan Williams on a text by Rossetti, and it's called Silent Noon.
Thank you.
That was Kiwi soprano Jenny Wallerman with Michael Houston on the piano performing a lovely song by Ray Vaughan Williams, which she wrote in 1903, called Silent Noon, on a text by Rossetti. The Czech composer Leos Janáček wrote his perhaps most well-known work towards the end of his life in 1926, and that's the Sinfonietta. I'd like to play the third movement from the Sinfonietta, and here it is performed for us by the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by a great champion of Janáček's music, the Australian conductor Sir Charles Mackerras.
Thank you.
just wonderful music. And so original. I mean, ooh, goodness. Janáček. Leos Janáček, wonderful Czech composer, wrote that in 1926. It's the third movement of five make up his Sinfonietta. And it was performed for us there by the Vienna Philharmonic in that recording from 1980, conducted by, as I say, the great Australian conductor, Sir Charles Mackerras. Finally on today's program, perennial favourite, especially for cellists, the not just cellists either, the Elgar Cello Concerto, probably his, along with the Enigma Variations, his most well-loved piece. Written after the war, he wrote it in 1918-1919, so written just after the First World War. Many think that it is a reflection of the horror that went on in those years in this piece by Sir Edward Elgar. I'd like to play the fourth movement, fourth and final movement from the Cello Concerto by Elgar. And it's played for us here by the great American cellist Lynn Harrell with the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Mazel. Thank you. It really is one of the great concertos that I never get tired of hearing that piece, that's for sure. Some of you will be familiar with a very famous performance by Jacqueline Dupré, which I do have floating around somewhere. I must dig it out because her performance is extraordinary, and she was only about 19 or 20 at the time. That performance, though, is by a very fine American cellist, Lynn Harrell, who visited here at least a couple of times, I can recall, performing. Actually, I think he performed the Elgar with the NZSO at one stage, too. So that was very special. That performance, was quarter some years ago now, but that was with that was with Lynn Harrell and the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Mazel. The fourth and final movement from the Elgar Cello Concerto. Well, I'm afraid that is about all we have time for at this point in time today. I haven't got time to play anything else, unfortunately. Probably talk too much, eh? I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I love bringing it to you, that's for sure. Love having your company, and I hope you'll be able to join me here on ORFM at the same time next week, here in the listening room. Bye for now.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.